Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Great to have you with us on this beautiful month of November. Holidays, events, Thanksgiving. It was kind of funny, though. Someone posted a Facebook page saying, my mom wants me to get the Christmas decorations out, and I'm frustrated. I sent back, frustrated, they've had Christmas decorations up in Costco since September.
Yeah, they went up very, very early.
So you're probably behind. I do have a really cute Thanksgiving table, though. I decorate the center of this one of those tables that you never eat at. It just sits there in a room. Yeah. We have one of those. And I love this. I love my Halloween table. I love to decorate a table. I do. Anyway, I'm Françoise Rhodes, and joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Yeah. So next weekend we'll be off the air, just so everyone knows, sports and whatever stuff's going on. We're just not going to be here. But we're going to replay one of our past shows. So don't worry. Traveling with Françoise will be on the air. But we just won't be live. All right. Fox 11, Traveling with Françoise TV show is running strong. I had some more people this week say, I just started watching. So I am working on new episodes. So bear with me. But it's just like I'm kind of just like where you get the summer repeats. Right now you're getting the holiday repeats. How's that?
I think that's perfect. I think that it's like I said, it's season one.
Yeah.
And you're getting ready for season two. People are allowed a break.
Yeah, trying to get ready. It's tough, though. I mean, it's hard to get people to understand, unless you're a big TV person, executive or something, to understand. It takes a while. It takes a couple of years to really get your foot in the door.
You mean you don't just throw them all together?
You don't just jump
on there and you're good to go?
I wish. If I could, I certainly. Because I have all these things in my mind. All these places I want to do, but it takes funding. It takes backers. And I'm so lucky and fortunate to have the backers that we do for this show and my TV show. But I always need more, folks. So if you know someone out there who would be great to be part of Traveling with Françoise, let me know. You can go to the website. It's easy to get in touch with me. Now, today on the show, we are doing something a little different in a lot of ways. We're going to promote an event coming up here in the Coachella Valley, a big rose show that they have every year. If you've never been, it's a free event. It's spectacular. I love flowers, love them. And these roses at this rose show in Palm Desert here, it's gorgeous. They're with the Desert Rose Society. You didn't even know we had one. Then we're going to talk about an upcoming cruise, European cruise, where they're going to see the tulip fields, which are spectacular. So I thought it was really a nice combination. But what we're also doing is I received my tickets from Sharp Seating. We thank them so much for this, that they every year send me, and they don't do that. Let me tell you, they do not do this to radio stations and all this. They're very, very selective on who they send giveaways to because they don't need to. They sell out every year.
Yeah, they don't need a lot of help.
They do not need to give any tickets away, but I have two tickets. I have a bunch of, not a bunch, but I have several packets of two seats, grandstand seats, plus parking. That's the golden ticket, that parking, and they are so organized with their parking. You don't have to worry about finding a place. There's a map. Everything tells you how to get there. Simple. Done. Free parking. And your own parking spot. And to do that, I'm going to have the contest on the website to sign up for it posted this week. However, for those of you that don't like using the website, don't want to bother doing that, I've opened the lines today just for you to call Sean and give him your name and telephone number, and you will be entered. That's all he needs is your name and telephone number. So once we get going, you can call him at 760-440-8255. That's 440-8255. He needs your name and telephone number to enter you for a chance to win two seats plus two grandstand seats plus parking for the Tournament of Roses Parade. There you go. All right. Yesterday on KSQ-TV, I went to Salvation Mountain Slab City in East Jesus, which is an island, which is down at the East Imperial Valley. If you've never been, did I ask you this before? Have you been, Sean?
I have not.
Okay. You guys need a road trip.
Yeah, we need a road trip bad. Yeah.
And it's only an hour and...
That's not a bad road trip, though.
10 minutes,
yeah,
20
well,
minutes
not a bad
or
road
so.
Trip at all.
Yeah, and they have little restaurants in the island, so if you want to eat afterwards. And but definitely, definitely unique and something to see. So that I did on KESQ. That is posted now. I put it on the Facebook page, a link to the YouTube page, and then Sean's going to help me with my YouTube page. Little does he know. Don't ever say that you're going to help me with something, Sean.
I am. I will help you.
And think that it's going to be easy.
Oh, everything's easy. I don't worry about anything.
No, that's what they all say. All these techie people say that. Oh, it's so easy. Just follow the directions. I tried to sign up for something the other day. They actually told me that they wouldn't even accept my application because I'd screwed it up so bad. I don't know why. Why can't they make questions just easy questions? Instead, it's, you know, it's what was the name of your mother's grandmother's first boyfriend?
Yeah, and what street did he live on?
Yeah,
no, I know. I have to write them all down. I write all that stuff down.
I do. I follow stuff. Oh, anyway, I don't know what that has to do with travel, but still, it's never easy. As soon as someone says that to me, I go, ah, oh. All right. In the world of travel, how about this? Sky High Technology. Air New Zealand has long been a pioneer in the aviation industry when it comes to merging cutting-edge technology with a flying experience. Think wearable airbands that lets parents track their children while flying alone. That's a good one.
That is good.
Yeah, or the HoloLens, which allows flight attendants to use augmented reality to read passengers' moods.
I don't know about that
one. I don't know about that one either. But how about now the airline is taking things a step forward by introducing Sophie, a new artificial intelligence-powered digital human that is part of the company's A Better Way to Fly campaign. So I think it's just considered a droid. We'll call Sophie a droid because that's what she is. But she's a digital human. So that would make her a droid. And this is with Air New Zealand. Also, in case you like to hike, the world's longest hiking trail is now open. Yes, Canada's Great Trail. As I said, the world's longest recreational trail is now open to the outdoor lovers of all kinds. This trail stretches over 14,000 miles, which runs from the northwestern corner of Canada to the easternmost coast of Newfoundland. The Newfoundland Sea crosses 13 different provinces and territories and links together 5,000 communities. So I'm game to go 14,000 miles worth of hiking.
You know what? Honestly, I think those things are really cool.
Yeah.
Those trails that go like really far.
14,000 miles? That's across Canada.
I didn't
Canada.
Say I would ever do it. I just said I think they're really cool. Because I don't know. Sometimes I just have this desire to just kind of Forrest Gump it and just get up and go.
There you go. Well, you better start walking now and get in shape for this one because it looks like you're going to go over mountains and down into ravines and all over the place. So, but you cross 13 different provinces and territories and links together 5,000 communities. That would be fun, though.
That's what I'm saying. I think that would be the fun part of it. You get to see so many different places.
Do I get a little caravan, though? Can I take a caravan with me with somebody that carries the tent and stuff? Or are there hotels along the way?
There you go. You can just book it the whole way through.
Little restaurants. Maybe I can jump in, you know, get something to eat. Something, I don't know. All right. Okay, on that note, I think we better step aside and keep this show moving along. We have our guests already here. Our first ones for the Desert Rose. You don't want to miss this. This is almost like a trip in itself. It's so beautiful. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to, I wanted to say you're watching, but no, you're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. Joining us in studio, and I love this event every year. It's a must go to. You will just be in awe of all the beauty and the aroma, and it's just so spectacular. It is the Desert Rose Show, the annual Desert Rose Show. This year it is scheduled at the Palm Desert Civic Center, November 11th and 12th. And joining us in studio to talk about it is Jeannie Wixon. She is the president of the Desert Rose Society of the Coachella Valley. Jeannie?
Yes, definitely.
Okay,
thank
all right.
You.
And Larry Galupo, who is a part of, Larry, you've been part of this for a long time, and your role?
I used to be a director, but I had to kind of give that up to more involvement in First Tee.
Mm-hmm.
And right now what I'm doing is help out wherever I can with the Desert Rose Society.
All right. And they brought me some beautiful roses, which I'll post on my Facebook page in just a moment. Now, we were so busy yakking when you walked in. I did give you both a little just a heads up on the mic. Phones, make sure you pull them up close to you. Go ahead and move them so you talk right into them. There you go. You're not going to hurt them. Perfect, perfect, perfect. All right, Jeannie, the annual Desert Rose Show. Tell us a little about how many years has that been going on?
Well, in our area, we just follow the American Rose Society's guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And to explain really what a roast show is, because people wonder, is it a festival? Is it a show? What is the difference? And for us, the definition under the American Rose Society guidelines is a display of public display of roses grown in private homes mm-hmm. by amateur exhibitors. So that's the very basics. And then the purpose of showing roses is to display the rose at its most perfect phase of potential beauty and to honor with awards the roses that meet those high standards. So it really is a show of perfection that you can acquire.
And now all the people that submit the roses, these are not professional rose growers from what I'm gathering.
They are not allowed. Just us.
Really?
Just the amateurs.
Didn't realize that. Because there is a competition that goes along with this.
Oh, yes. It's very competitive.
it's beautiful. Now, Larry, you gave me a Coachella Valley rose. Do you remember that?
Yes, I did.
This little tiny rose bush. I have to tell you, it is gigantic. I planted it outside. Every year, we talk about you, my husband and I. He says, Larry's bush, right there. Look at his rose bush. It's just all these beautiful, gorgeous flowers. I want you to know that.
Oh, thank you, Francois. That was developed specifically when we hosted 2009 a national conference over in Cathedral City.
Uh-huh.
And that was developed for us by, I want to say, Jackson and Perkins. But we gave them away. And we've had so many people come back like yourself.
It's huge.
And they just flourish. All you have to do is give them sunshine and water.
And they're happy. They're happy. All right.
You had asked Jeannie, how long have we been doing this, the Rose Society, the Rose Show? About 35 years.
35 years. And it is a display of perfection, folks. Now, Jeannie, the Desert Rose Society, we're going to talk about this free event, folks, and we'll be posted on Traveling with Francois, so not to worry. You'll have all the information there. The Rose Show is free, and it will be at the Palm Desert Civic Center in the Community Center off the San Pablo. The Rose Society it's a national organization.
We are an affiliate of the American Rose Society. Mm-hmm. And our district, our Pacific Southwest district, people are involved. Like we get people from Southern Nevada, Arizona, Southern California, and of course us. So we are the ones that are the center of this particular Rose Show.
And about how many members do you have?
We have about 150.
Here in the valley?
Yes.
That's a lot.
You know, we have a lot of snowbirds, too, mm-hmm. that come and go. And so including them, it's about 150.
Right. Now, at the Desert Rose Show, which happens next weekend, the 11th and the 12th at the Palm Desert Civic Center, the roses that are going to be there, are they just members of the Rose Society or can people from the outside somehow enter this?
Well, they are the members of a Rose Society. Mm-hmm. However, we do have a photography division, and you don't have to be a member to enter the photography division. The only difference is you have to register, and to be able to register for that aspect is to go to our website at DesertRoseSociety.com to get all the details.
Okay, very, very simple. And how many roses are you going to have on display?
Well, we have a total of 377 exhibits. This was last year.
Wow.
Yes, a lot. I mean, that included the single roses, the high tees, our arrangements, as well as the photography.
So beautiful. And Larry, now you have been growing roses. You love growing roses.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the most important thing is every morning when I go out to get my paper, mm-hmm. I talk to them. You know, they are human.
Yes, I believe you. I talk to my plants.
Good morning, ladies. Good morning, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. How you feeling today? And I never fail to stop and give them a little smell.
Aw. Well, and now when we're talking about roses, how many, and I'm going to just send that to both of you because I don't know, how many variety of roses are there in the universe?
Oh, there are countless varieties. I mean, I don't even know if there is a count.
Oh,
I would say at least maybe 20,000-30,000.
Oh, wow. So in the desert here, because our climate is different, you know, people seem to tend to think, they say that some people say that a rose bush is a weed. I don't know. And they say that I don't know how they could say that because they're so beautiful what they put out. And they think, just plant them in the desert where there's a lot of heat and sun and they'll thrive. But I don't think they're right there. I think different roses take to different climates.
Absolutely. And we have our unusual weather here, the extreme heat. So we have to plant roses that will withstand that heat, and not all roses will. So we have consulting rosarians. They are certified by the American Rose Society, and in our own society, we have 12 of them. And if you have any questions about which rose will do what and where to plant them and so on, it all adds up to having a successful rose plant.
Well, and if I recall, and if I'm wrong, just correct me, didn't you have people, or are you going to have people at this show coming up next weekend in Palm Desert that can answer some of these questions for the folks that just love roses, but they don't have a clue? They put them in the ground, and they're not really sure, and they have a lot of questions. Will you have people there to help them out?
The answer is yes, and those are our consulting rosarians both days, mm-hmm. and whenever a visitor comes up and asks someone a question, and we don't know if it's ask me mm-hmm. a question. I'm not a consulting rosarian. I'll say, okay, I want you to go. I'll take them over to introduce them to so-and-so. And I'll tell them, don't leave here until you have an answer, because that is really the mandate, the backbone of any rose society, is to educate the public.
Uh-huh.
And if someone walks away and said, nobody knew the answer to the question, we haven't done our job.
Because I would assume that probably 75%, and you have, I mean, masses. This show is so popular. You are crowded for 2 days. In fact, it used to be only 1 day at one point? You had to make it 2 days because
yes.
you have so many people going. I think probably 75% of the people that go and look at these beautiful flowers have a question in their mind that they would like answered.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. And since we have exhibitors that come in from out of the area, I think roses along the coast can take different temperatures, different than ours. So when somebody has a question, will it grow well in the desert? You really need to know whether it does mm-hmm. or not.
Now, this is a free event, which is fabulous. It is mm-hmm. a free event. But will you have vendors there? And this just popped into my head. Will you have vendors there selling anything that pertains to roses or roses themselves?
No, we don't have vendors that sell. We do have free roses at the end of the sessions.
Uh-huh.
Then people will be able to take the roses home with them if there's any, you know, that they want after Sunday. That is, after Sunday's
after
session.
Sunday. All right. And the doors open on Saturday at 1 p.m. Is that right?
Yes.
So at 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 9:30 to 12:30 p.m. on Sunday, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30. That's what I have in my notes. Is that still the same or has that changed?
Okay. Saturday, I'm sorry, is 12:30. You go to the doors should open at 12:30, but we have to wait till the judges are through judging.
Ah, okay.
And sometimes they're, you know, take a little bit longer, but that's the official time from 12:30 to 4:30.
Okay.
And then Sunday, November 12th, is from 11 to 3.
Ah, 11. So there's a little bit of change there in the hours. And I know a lot of people, when I go, for some reason, I'm not sure why we do this, we tend to want to be there right when the doors open. And
yes.
But you don't need to do that because the flowers are cut right at their prime and they're
yes.
going to last a couple days.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
We get them at the prime, And they're fine. We have somebody come by and water for the evening mm-hmm. after the Saturday show. And so most of them will still be wonderful on Sunday.
All right. Is photography okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Francois, I want to add one other thing since we're talking about getting information about the Rose Show, mm-hmm. Rose Society. We have a website, desertrosesociety.com. Mm-hmm. And as regarding this Rose Show, if anyone listening has questions, say they don't have a computer, I volunteer for them to call me.
Oh, okay.
And I'll give you the number.
All right.
It's 760-360-9209, mm-hmm. Larry Galupo, okay. And I'll be happy to take all calls, and we don't want anyone to go without the information.
Oh, that's so nice of you. And it is, I say this every year, it's a phenomenal event, folks. Yeah. You have to, and, you, and men, I know Sean's sitting over there. Sometimes I find this because I go, I love to listen to people in the crowds and all this. I have found that when I go to this show that the wives or girlfriends or whatever kind of drag the guys along. Then the guys themselves get there and they're going, oh, wow. Because you have, you're not just seeing roses in vases or vases, I'm not sure. Which one? Which one is it, Jeannie?
Well, however you want to say it.
Thank you. Okay.
I say vases.
You, see, I knew Larry would say vases. Vases. But you see them in a different settings for photography and for in some sculptures. In they're all different types of setting. You're not just going to see them. And in groups and by themselves, it's really something. It's,
well, we do have a lot of men that are in the organization, in the society, that they're excellent exhibitors. I mean, we have one that hasn't been with us too many years, but he has just been amazing with amazing roses, and he's encouraged a lot of other people to just keep going, you know, mm-hmm. and do the best they can. And men are very, very good at growing roses. They are.
It's therapeutic. And plus, when you put them in, I always put all mine inside the house. I talk to them. I cut them. I put one on Jack's desk. I put one in the kitchen so I can see them. I just love looking at the flowers. And Jeannie, how long have you been president of the Desert
I've
Rose?
I've been president for 3 years.
3 years. Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And she wore a beautiful top. You'll see a picture. I'll post it on Facebook that has flowers all over it.
Well, you know, when I first moved here, I moved to a house that had roses and I didn't know what to do with them.
Ah.
So I heard that there's a pruning demonstration in January. So I went to that, met lovely people like Larry, who encouraged me to go ahead and join the society. And the more I got involved, of course, the more you love it.
Yep.
And so that's
there you are.
My story.
All right, folks. Well, it is the Desert Rose Society. It is their annual rose show. Happens next weekend, Saturday, November 11th and the 12th at the Palm Desert Community Center off of San Pablo. You can't miss it. You can't miss it. Everyone will be there because it's such a beautiful event. Go on over there. It's free, and all the information will be on Traveling with Francoise. Thank you both so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you,
Francoise.
Great to have you back. We missed a year or so, but and thank you for the beautiful roses. I love them.
They should last you all week.
All right, good. Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rose, your host. So if that didn't get you in the mood for flowers, I don't know what will. I mean, I really don't know what will. But this might just be your cup of tea. Joining us in studio today is Shauna Winters. Hi, Shauna.
Hi. How are you, Francoise?
I am fine, thanks. So great to have you. And I kind of put this show together with flowers in mind. As you can see, that my last guest brought me these beautiful roses.
They're stunning.
Yeah. And did you know that the Desert Rose Show will be next weekend?
No, I didn't.
Yes, it's right here at the Palm Desert Civic Center. It's spectacular. They had to make it 2 days because it was so popular. And it's free.
I've gone before, and it was wonderful.
Yeah. So I thought, well, their rose show and this cruise, because I love flowers, and I love the idea of a cruise such as this. I mean, we have cruises that do everything, and this one is called the Tulip Cruise. It's a 10-day cruise in April from the 2nd through the 11th of 2018, and we'll tell you how you can sign up and all that sort of stuff. But I, first of all, want to talk to people about the cruise and how this all got started. So it's Shauna or Shanna?
It's Shauna.
Shauna. All right. I'm so hyped about all these beautiful roses here. I get a little carried away. So Shauna, first of all, how are you involved with flowers?
I am a member of the Desert Horticultural Society, and I am their events coordinator. So I'm always looking for a good trip that involves anything horticulture, whether that's flowers or, you know, desert gardens or you know, propagation. I want something around plants all the time. And so this was a cruise that I worked to help set up through ACT, which is Adult Customized Tours. And we're focusing on the tulips at the Kukenhof Gardens. And I am really excited.
Now, Shauna, have you been to this tulip show?
No,
before.
But I have seen a million pictures on the internet. Yes.
All right. So, and the group, again, the name of the group, you are with the Desert
Horticulture Society.
And how many members?
Hundreds. Like, it seems to change every time we have a meeting because we're working on our new computer system. But I know that it's over 500.
Wow.
And many of those people actually live here in the Valley full time. It's a wonderful group. We have several educational components to our group. We have scholarships at the COD, and we really focus on community involvement with desert horticulture. So we use our resources to help teach people that desert horticulture can be interesting and varied mm-hmm. and beautiful and water-wise.
Right. Yeah. There is so much more. And we're seeing, especially when the drought hit, people had to be creative. And then all of a sudden, all these wonderful things started, all these displays, all these different type of flowers started popping up that people didn't even know about that would exist and thrive here in the Coachella Valley and in our deserts in general, in Arizona, Nevada, in all our desert regions. All right. The Tulip Cruise in Belgium. Let's talk about this. Go back to this cruise because I think it's just a fabulous, it's just going to be so amazing when people go for this cruise. What are they going to enjoy? Let's give us a overview.
Well, first we're going to fly to the Netherlands and we'll be in Amsterdam for a day. We have a hotel and we're going to be able to do whatever we want just to get mm-hmm. the flavor of Amsterdam. And I've never been there, so I'm really excited
okay,
about going bonking around. And I've never been on a riverboat cruise.
Uh-huh.
So this is going to be really a treat. But we will go to the Kukenhof Gardens and there are 79 acres of flowers
wow.
here. This is a garden where they will plant bulbs 4 or 5 deep. And so every time a display gets a little aged, they pull that bulb out and the next flower comes up. So you can go to this garden over a month and never see the same thing again. It's an extraordinary garden. It's one of the wonders of the world as far as gardeners are concerned.
And I have a question because these thoughts pop in my head, so I ask them on air because I know my listeners are thinking the same thing. Are these tulips blooming year-round, or you're going to be at the time when they're doing their magic?
This is set in April because that is tulip time.
Okay, all right.
And this garden does have other displays at different times of the year, but their tulips are extraordinary.
Okay.
I mean, Holland, this area, is the basic birthplace of the modern tulip. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, tulips used to be worth more than gold.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
this is a completely dominant a plant for this area. They are the best in the world at this, and this is going to be exceptional.
Okay, so we get there, and we're in Amsterdam. We kind of goof around for a day in Amsterdam. Then we get on our river cruise boat.
Yes. So we'll be doing the Kukenhof, and then that evening we set sail, and the next day we wake up in Rotterdam. And there are things that you can go do in Rotterdam. You can go on walking tours that are included in this package. There's optional tours if you want to go to The Hague. It's going to be pretty exciting. These are places that we hear about, mm-hmm. but we never really go and see. I'm really excited. That night, we will move on again to Ghent in Belgium. We'll have tours there as well, and I'm pretty excited. Ghent is a place that has lots of bicycle racing, and I'm a big bicycle fan, you know, so I'm going to be looking around there. And after that, on day 7, we'll go to Brussels and day 8, we'll go to Antwerp, and day 9, we'll go to, I'm going to say this wrong, Dordrecht.
Yeah, Dordrecht.
Dordrecht.
Yeah.
Holland. Each of these places, we have walking tours, but you can go do other things. You can go to a windmill tour one day. There's also a museum that's dedicated to the history of the tulips, and that's in Amsterdam, and we're going to do that as well. I mean, there's just, everywhere you go, you're going to be steeped in the history of Europe and you're going to have a garden that you want to go see that very first day. There will probably be other places you can go to visit gardens, but this is the one garden that I've focused this tour on.
The main tour. Oh, so for those that might be saying, oh, boy, my hubby would like to go, but I'm not sure if he would be so immersed in the tulips as I would be. So this trip really has something for everyone. You're covering, of course, the tulips and the Kukendorf Gardens. But then you have all sorts of tours of all different types going on.
Yes.
So there's a lot of different activities. The whole cruise is just not going to be immersed around flowers. You're covering everything.
Exactly.
It's a vacation. It's a trip. It's an experience.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I'm going for the whole package. I know that one of the days we'll stop and be able to go into Anne Frank's house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who hasn't read that book?
Yeah.
Who doesn't get goosebumps when they think about the heroism of the people in that area taking care of their neighbors? And, I mean, it's a world-shaping, personal-shaping event to go back and think about these things and see these places. I'm very excited.
And you're a world traveler. You guys are traveling. You and your hubby are traveling all the time. I'm surprised you're even here.
Well, we do leave in a week to go to Fiji and then Sydney and then New Zealand.
Oh, my gosh. So exciting. Now, you can book this tour through Adult Customized Tours. We talk to Adult Customized Tours on the show every week. Of course, we've had Steve and Lalo on many, many times, but they said this time let's let Shauna do it. Yeah, let's let her talk. This is her baby. She put this together. And all the information to call Adult Customized Tours on the website, but it's very simple, 760-322-1247 on the website, because there's an 800 number here that I don't even know, an 888 number. But Adult Customized Tours, their website is act-tours.com. And again, remember, all this is on Traveling with Francoise. Now, the price of this tour, you have different categories. I see a Category C starts at $2,400, and then Category A on the upper deck is $3,000. Very good pricing there. And is air included in this?
Yes.
Oh, air is included as well. Yeah, all inclusive. Air, land, and cruise. Whew. Wow, and the ship looks beautiful. The Belle Azur?
It is wonderful. The owner of the cruise ship company came and did a presentation at one of the ACT meetings and had wonderful slides. The rooms have all been redone, and it's just fantastic looking. I was really happy.
Well, yeah, I am very exciting. Now, you only have limited amounts of cabin space, so I will suggest to people that you jump on this right away, because the closer it gets, then you know how it always snowballs, and then everybody wants to sign up, and then Steve's going to be saying, all right, now what do we do? Let's get these people taken care of. But it is the Tulip Cruise, April 2nd through 11th, 2018. It's a 10-day cruise. It is prepared exclusively for ACT World Tours, Adult Customized Tours, 760-322-1247. That's 322-1247. As I said earlier, their information is on the website. Now, this also includes, I'm reading the flyer, 21 meals.
Yes.
As well. And 7 sightseeing excursions. That's a lot. There's a lot going on.
There's something to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
And even if the weather is really terrible, you can get your umbrella, which you will want to bring.
That's a big hint.
Yeah. And your rain pants and jacket. But there's just something wonderful to go see every single day and take the tour. And then, you know, you can come back to this really luxurious river boat and have a great, wonderful evening. They have music every night. They have just really great entertainment. It's going to be a hoot. I am really looking forward to it.
Now, are you going to be able to get some bike riding in?
Oh, honey, I hope so.
Yeah. Are you taking your bike? No, you have them there.
They
have
rentals all over. And on this trip, I'm not even taking my husband. I'm taking one of my girlfriends.
Oh, really?
You betcha.
Okay, because he's a world traveler. I mean, you both go all over. But this is, and is she a bicyclist as well?
She might be.
Oh, she might be. You don't even care at this point. You're just going to be out there going with the rest of the folks that are. Do you happen to know how many people this ship holds, this river ship holds?
I am not sure the total capacity of the ship. I do know that we have 20 rooms reserved.
Okay. Well, it says here a maximum of 180 passengers are looked after by a young and vivacious crew of 40-plus English-speaking cruise hotel and restaurant managers. Well, there you go.
There you go. It's 180.
So it's very intimate. But like I say, it's a very spacious ship, and it's going to be so much fun. So if you're into flowers, or let's put it this way, if you've never been to Holland and you want to go and go to Amsterdam and all these fabulous places, this is a trip for you. This is a trip to take. And again, it leaves April 2nd through the 11th, 2018. You're signing up now. I know last I heard half of the rooms were already booked, so make sure you get in there. Call Adult Customized Tours. Talk to whoever, or go alone. They have single supplements.
You know, they do, and ACT is one of the few places that if you call up and you say you're a single traveler, but you would entertain the idea of traveling with someone else, they will match you up with someone that you can go meet on your own time and decide whether or not this would be a good traveling companion for you. I've talked with several people who said that they met their traveling companion just that way, and now they've taken several trips together.
Oh, that's perfect. That is so perfect, because sometimes people... they want to travel alone, but a lot of times they don't. They'd rather have a roommate buddy that they can hang out with and do things and just have those evening laughs and talk about the day that they spent on their trip. So, such a good thing. All right, Adult Customized Tours. You hear about them all the time on the show, but that number again is 760-322-1247. Shauna, thank you so much for joining us today. If I could finagle this, I'd be on this cruise as well. I'd be right there. So who the heck knows? You never know. Thank you.
Well, we had so much fun when we went to Nashville together that I think we could do this again and have a great time.
I think so. And again, folks, this happens in April 2018 on the Bellajour, MS Bellajour. Oh, looks fantastic. Air, land, and cruise, $24.95. All right. Thank you so much, Shauna.
You're so welcome.
We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. All right, we are full of beauty and flowers and all sorts of things. But if you want to sign up for two seats, grandstand seats, for the Tournament of Roses parade and parking to have a chance to win these, you need to give Sean a call at 760-440-8255. This is for those of you who don't really want to go to the website and sign up on the website because you don't use the web. You could care less about the web. I'm meeting more and more people lately, though, that really could care less about the web. I really am.
Oh, I can
and
imagine.
Facebook and all that stuff.
I can't stand Facebook.
Yeah. I met a fellow who's the general manager of the on the phone. I've talked to him a few times. He's the general manager of the chloride plant out in Amboy.
All right.
Because I'm talking about that Backroads to Las Vegas TV show and a bus trip. And he said, I go, can I send you an email? I don't do email. Can I text on your phone? I don't like text on my phone. He said, look, Françoise, I don't like any of that stuff. If you want, you can text me, but don't think I'm going to look at it right away.
So you just have to send them like a letter?
Call,
something?
No. He said, just call me and talk to me. He says, that's good. Yeah. That's good with me. I said, okay.
Yeah.
There's an office that does some of this stuff, but he doesn't want to be bothered. So, okay. This segment of this two segments of the show is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage. We talked a lot about the Braille in the first hour of the show. 760-321-1111. Take advantage of all their free programs there. And then, of course, Angel View. I am going to be the MC for the Angel View Luncheon in January 25th. Go to their website, angelview.org. You can buy your tickets now, but all their homes here in the Coachella Valley are quite incredible, and they just help people live normal lives with life-changing disabilities. So angelview.org, please, please take all your belongings that you don't use, gently used or new, to any one of the Angel View marts. Drop them off. They will use them and resell them and help them, you know, fund all the programs. They have so many outreach programs also. Okay, Borrego Springs Resort and Spa is open for business. The golf course is open. Everything's open. The spa, the restaurant, you name it, Arches. So go on out there. Plan your next golf outing at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. Do a gal's getaway, a guy's getaway. It's just beautiful out there. And then go hang around that crazy little town of Borrego Springs. Lots of fun. I do have the bus trip to Quartzsite January 31st. So go to the website Traveling with Françoise and check that out. Of course, there's the 42nd Annual Boat Parade of Lights at Dana Wharf, whale watching. They have, of course, Christmas coming up. You know, they have the boat parades, then they have Santa out there, all sorts of things happening out there at Dana Point. So go to the water. A lot of times the water is warmer here, the weather is warmer here in the evening along the water than it is here in the desert. Does that make sense, but it's true.
It makes enough sense.
Yeah. We get freezing cold at night here,
yep.
But yet it stays very mild and kind of almost warm along the water.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't understand that, but anyway.
I think it's the dryness. I think that's what it is. Being so dry, it just drops.
Because it's been cold. I was at the river the other night. Yeah. I had sandals on, and I thought, okay, I think I'm done wearing sandals because my feet were freezing when I was done.
Yeah.
So DanaWharf.com is the site to go to find out what's happening out there at Dana Wharf. And I think I'm pretty sure that Donna's going to be calling us in the next week or so also to talk about all the parades, Santa meeting Santa, going out, bringing the kids to meet Santa on the water and all that sort of fun stuff out there at Dana Wharf. So you don't want to miss that. Let me see. We talked about the Tulip Cruise, talked about all these. I don't want to get started on a bunch of new things, so we will talk about a little industry news that is happening. On a Q3 earnings call with investors, Hyatt Hotels Corporation executive said the company plans to focus more on its fee-based business and sell off $1.5 billion in owned hotels over the next 3 years. I bet that is a big surprise for a lot of people. And Best Western Hotels and Resorts have debuted its third soft brand, the BW Signature Collection, with New York's Brooklyn Way Hotel and Vermont's Killington Mountain Lodge as the brand's first two properties. Best Western plans to have 100 hotels operating under the banner within 3 years. Now, in December, I will be going to New York for 4 days. And I'm going with one purpose in mind, to see the Christmas decorations.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I've always wanted to see, you know, on TV, you see the lighting of Rockefeller Center and this gigantic tree, and they talk about the window displays, and I am going with a friend to check all that out.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. And everyone says it's going to be cold. Well, of course, it's going to be cold. It's winter.
Yeah, but where we live, everywhere is cold.
Yeah.
If you go anywhere outside of where we live, it's going to be cold.
Exactly. And how much... I mean, it makes it even better to see all those Christmas decorations when it's cold.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm certainly not wishing for blizzard.
Yeah, it puts you in the kind of the mood, the spirit.
Yeah. Christmas, you know, you tie Santa in with snow and stuff. So, anyway, I'm excited about that. And there's a new security screening happening for all passengers on U.S.-bound flights that began at the very end of October, with airlines worldwide questioning flyers about their trip and their luggage in the latest Trump administration decision affecting global travel. Both American and global airlines must comply, affecting all the 2,100 flights from around the world that enter the U.S. on any given day. The directive is far broader than an earlier administration ban on laptops inside the cabins of some airliners, which only targeted 10 Mideast cities and their airlines. So I'm still confused about the laptop. You can put it in your, you can't have it out.
Oh, but you can take it with you?
But you can put it in your overhead bin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's where I'm confused, because I have to make sure I know this, because I always take my laptop with me when I travel.
Right.
And if I have it, well, when I came back from, where was I just last?
Nashville.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. I'm glad you remember, because I don't remember. I'm thinking, what trip where was I? When I came back, I had no problem with a laptop then. I don't recall seeing anybody with a laptop in use, though. They did have a few of the their iPads and stuff out. But
they probably just don't want you to watch movies.
Yeah.
They want you to pay for their movie.
Yeah, right there. So anyway, I'll just make sure on that, because I don't want any problems. And here are some tips. When it comes to making choices, picking your travel destination has to be one of the most exciting decisions to make in your life. Here are 5 points to consider when planning your trip, and this is from the experts. The number one tip is, should I go backwards, 5 to 1? No, just go backwards.
Yeah, I say go backwards.
Go backwards. All right, we'll go backwards. I always get confused when I go backwards. All right, what do you want from your holiday? That's a good point. What do you want from any trip? What do you want? Action-packed holiday filled with thrills and adrenaline, inducing adventures, or do you just want to swing in a hammock while drinking pina colada?
I'm the second one.
You're the second one. But you have to think that people make a lot of mistakes on booking cruises. I hear this all the time. They go on a family cruise ship, and they're a couple. And then they wonder why there's all these kids running
right.
around.
And screaming, like we said earlier.
Yeah, right, and screaming. Or they go to Alaska when they want sunny weather.
Right.
Or you have to think about all this. You don't have to make it, mind-boggling, but just give it some common sense thought. Number four is, what climate do you prefer? There you go.
And you have to look at what climate, because we're not all the same climate at one time.
Exactly. It could be cold here, but hot and humid.
Yep.
And miserable somewhere else.
Very easily.
Yeah. Or typhoon weather, hurricane weather.
Right.
Or cold.
Season.
Yeah. Cold and rainy. So weather is not. We do in our little bubble here sometimes go, oh boy, the weather's perfect everywhere because it's perfect here. Not the case. Number three, how much time do you have? Do you want to fly for 17 hours to be somewhere only for 2 days?
Yeah, for a quick weekend getaway?
Yeah. No, you want to plan that out. How much time are you going to take on this trip? Number two, what's your budget? Have a budget. Do you have only $1,000 to spend? Well, then you can go somewhere close by and have a great time.
Yeah.
You don't need to hop on a plane and go somewhere.
And not be miserable about it later.
Yeah, because then you put all this money on your credit card that you shouldn't be doing to begin with.
I do that a lot.
Okay. You're one of those. All right. And number one, be safe. Is it safe? The place that you're going, and you can go to the transportation, the website, the government website, the Transportation Safety Administration, the TSA, they have warnings on there all the time. They'll let you know. A lot of them just stay up there for these certain countries. Use your head, go to their, and sometimes some of the governments will say, oh, everything's fine. But if you're just even a little nervous, don't go there.
Right. And research it. I mean, look at their alerts and warnings and then research it and see if that ties to where you're actually going.
Yeah. Just don't bother. All right, Sean, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back on November 19th with a brand new show. Next week, we're going to be playing a past show that was very action-packed, so we will be there. We won't be off the air. I just won't be here. And we'll be back on the 19th. So have a great one, everyone. Sean, you have a great weekend next weekend. And I'll see you right back here for more Traveling with Francois.